thought we got better and better as the game went on. We started off with a, you know, pretty rusty that first quarter. Matty really was a shining light. He's been in great form lately, and you know, we got some good scores, but we certainly gave up too many points on the you know, threes, layups, just easy points. And as soon as we locked on to the game plan a little bit better, with, you know, the other three quarters were great. It's a, I think we won the last three quarters, didn't we? Yep. Okay. So yeah. Yeah, I think that was there was a couple of easy bunnies that we missed. It was just some tap backs, really. So we got position and keep heat on the rim. It wasn't. I don't think it was like there was some easy shots that we missed that we tapped in. Jamil was fantastic there in the third. Just the energy points that you need to you know, that hustle game that you know, that's his bread and butter. Yeah, and it's just the cool, calm head. You know, he's been in, I don't know how many grand finals he's been in, but he doesn't get overawed by the cage's plays, you know. And the guys, they've got confidence in Matt and keep giving him the ball at the right spots. He finds the spots where they're open, because Bryce and Casey, you know, they almost get a double team down the court, and they've got to leave someone open. And the good part about our team, we're unselfish and we'll make that extra pass.
Once I found out the result, I just put it behind me. Just start focus on game one. Obviously, leading up to it was a pretty nervous 48 hours, but once I found out the verdict, just moved on and yeah, just prepared myself for tonight.
Did it sort of strengthen your resolve? Did it sharpen your focus ahead of time?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it was disappointing. I was probably most disappointed in my own actions that I let it happen. But yeah, I was just thankful to be able to play tonight and just help any way for us to get a win. I don't know, teams just don't want to guard me there, but I've done a lot of work with Matty Nielsen the last 2 months, just working on it before, after practice, and they're finally dropping, so hopefully teams do continue to leave me open at the top of the key.
Brad Price was still scoreless midway through the second quarter,
but did you always sense that just a matter of time before he started? Yeah, look, it wasn't a great offensively game for us. We know, well, that's the final. It's going to be grinded out, and they played, you know, 80% zone. So I thought we moved the ball better in the second half when we got into rhythm with each other. And actually, we missed quite a few open passes that were just layups or open threes. So that's a better job we can do. But, you know, he's so smart with the ball. He's got, you know, four assists and made some big buckets down the stretch to, you know, get it from 5 to 7 to 9. Yeah, and it's that group intelligence that we know that those guys will get extra attention. It's to make the extra pass, and we did that in the second half.
It's such a high-scoring team. You checked them 55 shots a night. Just wouldn't get those shots away. How important is the defensive work?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, with Damo, you know, did a great job on Rodney. You know, obviously he's a, you know, past MVP, and we're quite familiar with him playing against him a couple of years ago in the semi-finals. So we know that they're a scoring, and you know, it's going to test our defense. It's you know, we got one tonight, but you know it's going to be on fire again on Wednesday night. Yeah, I think there was a little bit of adjustment for. Look, he was injured. The bottom line, he was injured. Halfway through the season, so he couldn't practice, he couldn't get out in the court. We're just keeping him for the games, but now he's fit and free. This is how he started the year, being aggressive, and you know, when we need 2 points, he's strong. He got to that bucket, which is just pure strength. And you know, we didn't have a great shooting night, and it's great to know that we can still put points on the board when we don't score or that shoot that well.
Is the last month good enough for him to take that next level?
Oh yeah, that. The part about, you know, your second year here is just the consistency factor. You always get the imports coming in. You might have one good year, then second year is like second year blues. It's the ability to be consistent, and when you're consistent, you get a good reputation as a quality player, and that's where Casey's moving on to right now. He's a quality player and reliable, and he's got a great work ethic and great attitude, and you know, he helps us a lot. You believe that? they always, you know, Wollongong always, they want to play the underdog, you know, it's poor us kind of stuff. But with that, they were down a man, you know, Harris will come back and play, and they play so hard and strong, so we have the utmost respect for them, but we just got to control what we can control, and that's playing good defence, sharing the ball, playing unselfish, and, you know, playing with our heart. That's our bread and butter. Well, if you expect the same, you're a fool. So we expect a lot of things to change. So, not that I'm calling you a fool, but you always expect the unexpected.